بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. سورة داود عليه السلام مكية وهي 86 آية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صاد والقرآن ذي الذكر. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله. We are grateful to Allah تبارك وتعالى that has spared our lives from the last Ramadan up to this Ramadan and has given us health and has given us the opportunity to be back together. Not everybody at last Ramadan made it to this Ramadan. Not everybody at last Ramadan as healthy as they are up to this Ramadan. Not everybody at last Ramadan has the opportunity up to this Ramadan. We thank Allah for all of it. We are commencing the tafsir. Tafsir is to explain the understanding of the mufassir of the Quran according to the Quran and the hadith and the statement of the ulama. Why do we have to do tafsir? All of us, we are creations of God. And as creations of God, God Tabaraka wa ta'ala is not like any other creator. When we make our own devices, whether it is phone, whether it is cars, we give it to the owner, and sometimes we don't have anything to do with it again. In the case of Allah, he's not like that. When he makes his creation, he brings it out in the weakest of form and allows it to grow to the strongest of form. And he is one to be with it and continue to maintain it every moment, every second, every hour, until it reaches to the end of the life of that creation and it goes. All his creation are going to die. Every creation of Allah is going to die. But in the case of human beings, he is the one nurturing and training them. And because of that, he asks us, particularly we Muslims that are lucky to be in the Ummah of the Prophet, to come to him 5 times a day for review. When we come to him 5 times a day, we proclaim that we are worshiping none but him. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. When we do this proclamation, like the Prophet said, he said, Al-Musalli yunaji rabbah. The one that is praying is in private conversation with his Lord. Allah will ask, then what is it that you need? The need of Muslims are one. This one need is your foundation need at all times. What is the need? Ihdinas sirat al-mustaqim. O Allah, at every moment, guide us to the straight path. This is the foundation need of a Muslim. Anything you ask after that, it is not going to be guidance for you. Allah may not give you. He may wait until you have a progeny or a child that can take that request and give it to him. Then when you do that, how will Allah guide you? Allah will guide you by several means. The first means is that as you are standing by Him, you receive His blessing. You receive His strength. The second is that He will ask His Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to give you His message that will keep you and train you until you meet Him again in the next prayer. And this message is the Quran. وَلَكَدْ أَتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah said, I have given you, Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the seven up to repeated verses, which is the Fatiha, and then for the message, the magnificent Quran. This Quran is recited to you. When it's recited to you, you are supposed to listen, understand it, and take the message. But if you just listen to the Quran, you didn't understand the message, then what are you going to do after that? That's why it's very important for all Muslims to listen to the Quran, to listen, to try to understand the message of the Quran. And even the ones that he's using to pray, even if it's from Alhamdulillah Kaifa to Nas, he should try to know the meaning. That's why we try to render the meaning of the Quran. And any Mufassir that is rendering the meaning of the Quran, he is rendering it as he studied it from his ulama, and the understanding Allah gave him and the Prophet gave him, and there is no way he's not going to include his own self in the tafsir. Therefore, you find Mufassir may make some mistakes, but most of the time they will be correct. But the important thing is that the meaning of the Quran, all of us should know, is difficult. Because the Quran is from who? Allah. Allah has no beginning, Allah has no end. The Quran has no the meaning of the Quran has no beginning, it has no end. As long as we stay in this world, more meanings will be discovered. That's why tafsir is rewritten, some 10 volumes. I've seen tafsir of over 80 volumes, and it's still going. Nobody, people are not stopping, because the meanings continue to increase. There are things that is not understood. It's later on when science comes, then we understand it. When we go further in the world, we understand it. As we build on the people of predecessors, we understand it. May Allah grant us to be able to understand the little we can understand in the Quran, and let it be a guidance for all of us. As we start this Ramadan, may Allah accept it from us. What is required in Ramadan is to attain piety. May Allah grant us piety. Piety is to do what Allah asks you to do, to abandon what Allah asks you to leave. We are starting this surah. It's a great surah. The surah starts like this. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful. Always, when Allah starts His messages, it starts with this. So you know that you are a slave of Allah. Anything you are going to do, you are doing it in the name of Allah, not in your name. That is Bismillah. And if you are going to do anything in the name of Allah, it has to be beneficial to people. And mercifully beneficial. That's why what follows it is Ar-Rahman, and what follows that is Ar-Rahim. Sad. This is letter Sad of the Quran. Sorry, of the alphabet of Arabic. Wal Quran. Allah said, by the Quran, he's swearing with the Quran. This zikr, by the Quran, that is very popular, that is a message, that is a remembrance, that is a guide. Zikr takes all this. When something is mentioned a lot, it becomes zikr. The Quran is popular in the world today. The Quran is also what is recited up to. The Quran is also a guidance. The Quran is also a law. The Quran is also a subject of getting reward. The last surah we left before this is Surah Al-Yaqeen, or Surah Al-Safat, which had 182 verses. This surah talked a lot about this world, the hereafter, the punishments to come. And it was exonerating one particular set of people. Illa ibadaka minhumul mukhlasin. He was always exonerating servants of Allah that are mukhlasin, that are not only pious, but they are sincere to the core in piety. And this surah is going to give example of such servants that are sincere to the core. How are they? This will be followed by this next surah that will talk of piety and sincerity itself, because Islam is in three parts. This religion of ours is Islam, is Iman, and is Ihsan. Islam itself is in three parts. You have Islam, you have Istiqamah, then you have Taqwa. Then Iman is in three. You have Siddiq, you have Ikhlas, and you have Tumanina. So Ikhlas is sincerity that is to the core. It's still work that you can see within the body, not outside the body. But it's not still at the realm of the soul. Then after that, you have the third level, Ihsan, which is Mushahada, Murakaba, and Ma'arifa. This last surah exonerated people that are mukhlis in any kind of punishment. This surah will talk about those that are mukhlisun and give us example. What do they do? What did Allah give them? Then Sad is one of the letters that Allah uses. These letters, what are they? What are their meaning? Always the ulama, they said, Allah a'lamu bi muradihi bi zalik. Allah is best aware of what he means by this letters when he used them at the beginning. The Arabs, they were never used to it. The Prophet was going to say something, he said Alif Lam Mim. They were all looking. And this is also to show you that the Prophet was taught the Quran. Ordinarily, if you just see Alif Lam Mim, you might say Alam or Alima. But to know that it is Alif Lam Mim, each is a letter. And Allah sometimes starts this Huruf al-Muqatta with one letter, like in this case, Sad. There's another place, Qaf. There's another place, Noon. Just one letter. Sometimes he starts them with two letters, He, Mim. There's two letters, Tasin, two letters. Sometimes it's three letters, Alif Lam Mim, Alif Lam Re, Tasim Mim, is three letters. Sometimes it's four letters, Alif Lam Mim Sad, Alif Lam Mim Re. Sometimes it's five letters, Kaf He Ye Ain Sad, He Mim Ain Sin Kaf. All this, Allah does not play. Everything has meaning. The one you know, you say. The one you don't know, you keep quiet. And then don't criticize because you don't know. Because وَمَا أُوتِيتُ مِنَ الْإِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The whole creation, the knowledge that was given to the whole creation is not up to a drop in the sea. What is given to the whole creation? The Quran, there is Surah that begins with Alhamdu. There are five. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah Alayhi Khalaqa Samawati Wal Ardi Wajalat Izzulmati Wal Nur Thumma Alayhi Nakafaru Bi Rabbi Nadilin Surah Al-An'am. Then you have Surah Al-Kahf. Alhamdulillah Alayhi Anzala Ala Abdi Al-Kitaba Wallahu Jallahu Ada. Then you have Suratul Fatir, Suratul Sabai. Alhamdulillah, alladhi lahu ma bis samawati Allah fil ard. Then the Surah Al-Fatir, Alhamdulillah, Fatir Samawat al-Ard. These are five of them, equivalent to these five letters. And this is also equivalent to the five realms of creation. The creation of Nasut, where we are now. Of Malakut, where some of the angels are. Of Jabarut, where other angels also are. Of Lahut, where some creations, even among the human beings, are. Hahut, where nobody is except Allah. And in Lahut, the major person there is the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So all these five realms also come down to the human being as the way you are. You have yourself, you have your own heart, you have your own room, you have your own secret, and you have what is beyond the secret. Akhfa. All this, the Quran, as it is being recited, is addressing all at the time. It's also addressing the whole creation at the time. But the little we know is the one that we will say. Sad, some ulama said, it is in the hadith, it is the name of Allah. Ya Sad, Ya Alif Lam Mim, Ya Kaf Hey Ayin Sad. Some people say each of them is a letter of one of the words, like Sidq, Sad from in Sidq, or Samad, Ya Samad, the name of Allah, Sad is that, or is signifying the Siddiqin, or is signifying the truthfulness of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, but Allah knows best what is the meaning. Our Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz has used Sad to pray using Allahumma ya Samad, salli wa sallim ala Nabi Samad, and he continued to pray like that. So may Allah give us the blessing of this Sad. Well, Quran is what is read, Qara'a. Read often Quran. The first time the Prophet was asked to read the Quran, it was difficult. And that's how Allah does his things. With you, nothing is possible. With Allah, anything is possible. Angel Gabriel told the Prophet, Iqra. He has never held a book. He has never read anything. And he's been commanded to read. What does he read? Ma ana bikari. I'm not a reader. This is to tell you that Allah, whatever he asks you to do, don't look at the impossibility of it with regards to yourself. Look at the possibility of it with regards to Allah. Then go ahead and start it. And then you will do it. Therefore, well, Quran, Allah is swearing with this Quran that today is one of the two things that Allah left for us. Allah left the Prophet for us, and he left the Quran for us. The zikr that is so often mentioned everywhere, the zikr that is always giving out remembrance, telling you how to live your life, giving you laws, Allah is swearing with it. Sad wal Quran is a zikr. بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي إِزَّةٍ وَشِقَاقٍ. This Quran, despite its clearness, despite its the intelligence in it, despite the sciences in it, despite telling you accurate events, بَلِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. No, those that deny the kuffar of Makkah, فِي إِزَّةٍ, they feel so pompous, they feel strong, that they are strong, washikok, and they are haughty, they depart away from the Quran. When Allah said, Bali lazina kafaru fi izzatin washikok, always this is how they do. Today, we just finished voting. Each political party feels that he is the one strong enough to do what he wants to do. Only Allah can do whatever he has to do. Where do you get your pride from? Izza, there is Izza, that is strength that Allah is the one that gives. وَلِلَّهِ الْإِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. There is Izza, that is an attribute of Allah. There is also an Izza, that is Allah himself. سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْإِزَّةِ. This is an attribute. وَلِلَّهِ الْإِزَّةُ. Izzatu is for Allah. But this Izza here is pride, unnecessary pride, because you have small thing. Maybe you just have little money, or you have little power, or you are in a political party, you just want to be, you have become a gubernatorial candidate, you now feel strong. I'm in APC. APC can defeat. Who are you? At the same time, this is what the people of Makkah, at their time, they have their groupings, they have their clans, they have their money, they have become strong people, but they forgot the strength is from Allah. So they feel so proud to listen to any person telling them about the Quran. Listening to the Quran. Anybody who does not hold to the Quran, wallahi, you cannot succeed. All of us know what happens. Always we talk of things, economy, any economy that departs from the Quran is a failure. Allah is generous. He prides himself with generosity. The Prophet is generous. And he thanks Allah for his generosity. Any economy that is not generous is a failure. Where do you take it from? The Jews, they said, Yadullahi maglulatan. Allah said, Gullat aydihim. Bal yadahu mafsutatan. The hands of Allah is tight. Said, no, your hands are tight. Allah's hand is open. He spends at all the time. You can't say you want to control economy, so you hold cash. This is height of ignorance and affrontery against Allah. Every morning, there are two angels. One is praying, Allahumma iti munfikan khalafan. Those that are spending, Allah replace for them. The other one is praying, Allahumma iti munfikan khalafan. Those that are withholding, Allah, give them poverty. How can you say you are holding money because you want to bring down inflation? Look at Mansa Musa, one of the richest Muslims that ever lived on earth. He was going to Hajj with over 10,000 people. His retinues that are surrounding him, serving him, are over 1,000. And all of them were spending gold, raw gold. By the time he spent his raw gold going to Makkah and come back, the price of gold was down for over 10 years. That's the economy. All of us should learn to follow the Quran. The Quran is generous. Allah is generous. Allah is not stingy. Any economy that wants to strap and restrict the cash movement is a bad economy. Whoever brings such a thing is ignorant. You should go and learn from the Quran. Quran is always asking us to spend. وَأَنْفِكُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخْلَفِينَ فِيهِ فَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Always Allah is praising those that are spending. He said, وَيَسْرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. Even if they don't have, the little they have, they give it out. وَيَطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. They give out food at all times. الَّذِي يُؤْتِي مَالَهُ يَتَزَكِّي. For you to, if you want purity, give out of your wealth. How can you come and say you want to hold wealth? Please let us hold to this Quran. This Quran is all we have. The zikr, and it's popular now. Everybody knows about the Quran. If you are studying geography, go and read. What does the Quran say about geography? If you are,
what does the Quran say about history? Whatever you are studying, go and find out what does the Quran say about history. Don't come out and say that the economy, the incentives, the theory, the incentives. No, what does Allah say before you say what the theory say? Today all of us are in university. We are learning. Whatever we learn, we should have a foundation. We could go against the Quran and also do it.
Everybody is given a chance to succeed in life. Allah is now saying, "Kama halakna min qablihim min karnin." How many have we perished before them, this people of Makkah, min karnin of nations? Panadaw, and they cried, "Wala tahina manas," when there is no way for them to escape. Here, the Prophet of Allah, he said, "Kullukum yadkhulul jannata illa man aba." All of you will enter paradise except the one that refuses. He said, "Oh Prophet, who refuses to enter paradise?" He said, "Whoever believes in what I have brought, he will enter paradise. Whoever refuses, he will enter hell." If all of us sit down and we evaluate our worship, you will find out that your worship cannot enter into paradise, because our worship always is failure. Our worship is failure. If all of you was to mark your salah today, you find out it is failure. If you mark out, if you take your biro yourself and you are the one to mark it, nobody should mark it for you. Your shahada, kalima shahada, is failure. But Allah accepts it like that because of his benevolence. If you take kalima shahada, what do you say? Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. What is the meaning of shahada? To bear witness. Did you witness anything? You always said it. Witnessing is the one that when he stands in front of Allah, he witnesses Allah. He witnesses Allah. And such a person is the one that can truly say, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah." Let us come to our salah, like I was telling somebody. When you come to salah, you say, "Allahu Akbar." You are in front of Allah. You say, you have a personal conversation with God. Did you remember? Even when you are behind the Imam, like Salat Subuhi, by the time you finish salah, you ask, what did the Imam recite in first rakah? Did you remember? What did he recite in second rakah? Did you remember? What was the message that Allah was passing to you in first rakah? Did you remember? What was the message Allah was passing to you in second rakah? Did you remember? You go for Jummah prayer. You stand. You listen to the khutbah of the Imam. When you leave there and you ask, what did the Imam say today in khutbah? For the next 1 week, we are supposed to use it to guide yourself. Did you remember? Can anybody tell us what the Imam said last week in his khutbah? Then, the surah he recited, can you remember them? Did you study them? So if you look at this, you know yourself. If you mark, most of us have failed. Zakah is once a year. But sadaqah is every time. You're supposed to give sadaqah. Every time, every moment. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. إذا ناجيتم الرسول فقدموا بين يدي نجويكم صدقة. Whenever you are going to have a discussion with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are supposed to give sadaqah, which means every salah you are supposed to give sadaqah. Because every salah you have a discussion with the Prophet. When you come to At-Tahiyya, what do you say? Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabi. So in zakah we have failed, but because we agree and we go to the mosque we agree, I will go to the first time daily prayer, we agree, I will say la ilaha illallah, whether we say it good or not, Allah say I accept. So Allah is telling this one, kam ahlakna min qablihim min karnin. Today, you can still save yourself. Make sure you pray five times daily. Make sure you try your best to understand what you are saying in Salah. Minimum, make sure you understand Fatiha. Make sure you understand the meaning of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. If you ask as a Muslim, what's the meaning of Muhammad? Know the meaning. What's the meaning of Rasulullah? Know the meaning. What's the meaning of Fatiha? Know the meaning. And if you are not praying now, and you are hearing the ulamas are talking, the people are talking, go to pray. If you don't pray five times daily, it is now to answer. Don't wait until when life is now in your throat, is coming out. Then, if at that time you now repent, it will not be accepted. But the one that Allah is telling us here, فَنَادَوْ وَلَا تَهِينَ مَنَاسْ. The nations before us were not as lucky as us. The nations before us were not as lucky as us. Look at Fir'aun. آمنت أنه لا إله إلا الذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل. And Allah said, Al-Ana. In those days when Allah has already said his punishment, if you now say you repent, it's not accepted. But even if somebody is sick today, sickness that he's going to die in, as long as his breath, last breath has not come, in the Ummah of the Prophet, if you ask Allah to forgive you, Allah will forgive you. All this power we got because of the Prophet. So Allah is saying, فَنَادَوْا. They were now asking Allah, save us, save us. When? Later, when time has passed, he never asked, at that time there is no escape. So that's why the people of Ad, people of Samud, all of them, by the time they ask Allah to save them, nobody could save them. The time has passed. So as we are still young, let us try to stand up and face Allah. Allah created you. He brought you into this world. No matter how much money you have, no matter how much position you rise to, you must leave it. No matter how much you eat, a day will come, you cannot eat it. No matter how much you live, a day will come, you will die. I used to tell people, it's enough for you to know. When you are given birth to, they call the malams to come and give you a name. The next step in your life, when you want to marry, the malams come and give you your wife. The last step in your life, you die, they have to come and pray for you. Go and stay with them. So, don't wait until there is no more time for escape from hell before you start running away. Then it will catch you. وَلَا تَهِينَ مَنَاسْ وَعَجِبُوا.
وعجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم وقال الكافرون هذا ساحر كذاب.
وعجبوا أن جاءهم منذر منهم وقال الكافرون هذا ساحر كذاب. وعجبوا, they are all in bewilderment, they are wondering. Why? Anja'ahum munzir minhum, that a one has come to them from amongst themselves. Wajibu anja'ahum munzir minhum, qala al-kafiruna. And those of them that disbelieve, what do they say? Hadha sahirun kazzab. This one is nothing now, but somebody who is bewitched, who is a witch. Sahirun, or a magician, kazzab, a quack. Who does not know anything? They are talking to the Prophet. Allah. They are wondering, we know this man Muhammad. Allah. We call him Al-Amin. He is very humble. He is very patient and very merciful. Everybody knew that Prophet, before he became a prophet, was a humble, a very nice man that cared for everybody. How can suddenly he is warning us of hell? This same man? No. He is taken by, he is bewitched. It's not normal. This man that cares for us so much suddenly is the one turning around and said, if you don't do this, you are going to hell? No. Sahirun. Because minhum is from us. Now we know him as a bewitched person. Kazab, no, he's now a liar. He has left his character. Something is wrong with him.
أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ
أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ They look at themselves. أَجَعَلَ الْآلِهَةَ You now make God, all these gods, إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا To be now one God, inna hadha, this indeed, lashay'un, is something, ujab, not only wonderful, it's too wonderful. Why? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in his message and mission, the most important thing he says is la ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. They had problems with the Quraysh, with the Arabs, for years, up and down, until Sayyidina Umar entered Islam. They were bothered. Then they started serious confrontation, injuring them. It went on like that. But he himself, they couldn't touch him because of his uncle. Because there they respect any leader of a clan is highly respected. And Sayyidina Abu Talib was the leader of the Hashemites at the time. Then he became old, around the 90 years after becoming a prophet. That's about 2-3 years before Hijrah. He became old. They said, this man, let us make peace with him. What peace are we going to make with him? They sent one of them to go and talk to him. That one went, talked to him. After talking to him, the Prophet started reciting Surah Fussilat, how Allah created the creation in days, how they are. And at the end, he starts going to a place where they are nearly going to be cursed. He said, please don't curse us, don't curse us. Then he went back to his people. He said, I have listened to this man. This man is not bewitched. What he's saying is not sorcery. What he's saying is not jargon. He's saying perfect Arabic that we don't understand. My advice to you is that this man is telling the truth. If we say we don't want him, let us leave him alone. If he succeeds, we the Arabs, we become prosperous. If he doesn't succeed and other people come and they finish him, then we have our peace. This man has preached one of us again. Then they now went to his uncle. They said, Abu Talib, you are now old. Up till now, we have not come to peace with your son. We don't want you, when you die, then that is the time we now take a serious decision. And they say, no, it's because you are dead. It will be a shame on all of us. I have to say, when his father was there, we couldn't do anything. But because if this man continues like this, we may have to kill him. But we realize that what he is looking for is leadership. So we are going to contribute a lot of money. And we'll get a chieftain's title, none of his kind, for him. And we'll look for beautiful ladies. Let him choose the one he wants. Let him stop abusing our idols. Let him stop abusing our culture. Let him stop abusing our ways of life. After he finished, Abu Talib sent for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He came, they were all sitting down. He said, oh my son, your people have come and they have made proposition. Please listen to it. If it's okay with you, accept what they say. And then you will be at peace. So they made their propositions. After Abu Talib has said, this is the proposition they brought to you, he said, I only want one thing from them, only one. And it's a statement,
Only one. It's an only statement. We'll add 10 for you. It's not only one. It's not, we'll add 10 for you. What is the statement you want? For you to say, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. They look at each other. Aja'ala al-alihata ilahan wahidan in hadha lashay'un ujab. Today we have 363 idols. And it's not enough to satisfy our needs. And we are saying we should go back to only one. Because for everything they have an idol. Like this handset, they will have an idol for handset. For traveling, an idol for traveling. So they believe this one is in charge of this one, this one is in charge of this one. All this, they are still having problem. And you say we should go to only one. Kai, this is more than wonderful.
وانطلق الملأ منهم أن امشوا واصبروا على آلهتكم إن هذا لشيء يراد.
وانطلق الملأ منهم أن امشوا واصبروا على آلهتكم إن هذا لشيء يراد. What will they do after this? They stood up. وانطلق الملأ. Their leader stood up and left. أنمشوا. What did they say to each other? أنمشوا, that all of you just continue going. واصبروا على آلهتكم. Go and have patience with your idols. إن هذا. What this man is coming with. لا شيء يراد. There's something he wants by it. There's something he's looking for that we don't know. At this stage, the Prophet turn to Abu Talib. Abu Talib said, oh my son, they had left now. You know I'm now weak. It's not like before. Make it easy for me. He said, oh my uncle, if they were to give me the sun as it is just rising and put it in my right hand, and the full moon as it is full and put it in my left hand, I will not leave what Allah asked me to do. I will continue to do it. Then the uncle looked at him. Fazdabi ma tumar. Go ahead and do what Allah asks you to do. We are not going to abandon you until we all lay on the ground. We'll continue to stay with you. This is what the uncle said. Wantalakal mara minhumu animshu wasbiru ala alihatikum in haza lashayin yurad. Always today, this is what people do. They go to soothsayers, go to this, go to that. When you tell them Allah is enough, they say, how can Allah be enough? How can you say it's only Allah you depend on? Only Allah. Till today, for people are still saying it. You find a Muslim will go here, go there, go to soothsayer, go to divination people to ask, we cannot just sit like that, down like that. Only Allah. Alayhi Allah bikafin abidahu. Allah is asking it. Allah is not enough for his servant. You small tiny fry, what are you? That Allah is not enough for you. And when we come to our ruku, what does the Prophet ask us to do? To make tasbih. Subhana rabbiyal azim. Rabbiyal azim, the one that is my Lord nurturing me is this great one. Subhana, that is above any imperfection. No imperfection can be attributed to him. We say it three times. And you still think something is greater than Allah? You go to sujada, he says, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. My Allah that is nurturing me, is protecting me, is higher than anything, and is far away from any defect. Subhana is that some is far away from any defect. And you still think there is something you cannot attain, except you go to something other than Allah. The problem of today, the world today, is still shirku. It's still shirku. You find a lot of our Muslim brothers, particularly those in politics, those looking for positions, they go to every extra mile to do shirku. You find you go to a town that is Muslim, is basically a Muslim town, and you see sacrifice of all sorts being offered to Jinnu and the rest. Pray to Allah is enough for everybody. Your problem is too tiny. To even imagine angels cannot solve it, let alone Allah. When you praise Allah every morning, every Salah, what the first verse you say? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The whole universe is in charge of it. Then what of you? Please let us everybody hold to Allah. Which what do you want to go to after Allah? You have the Quran, you have the Prophet. It's not enough for you. You have your 5 times daily prayer. It's not enough for you. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do you think if a person has a river in front of his house, he goes inside it to bath 5 times a day, there will be any debt remaining? He said, no. He said, that's how Salah is. Anybody who attends Salah in Jami'i 5 times a day, before anything can affect him or life, it's going to be difficult. Hold to Allah is enough.
ما سمعنا بهذا في الملة الآخرة إن هذا إلا اختلاق.
ما سمعنا بهذا في الملة الآخرة إن هذا إلا الاختلاق. They said, he's telling us to hold to one Allah. ما سمعنا بهذا. We have never heard of this. في الملة الآخرة. In this recent other religion that came to us, in hadha illa al-ikhtilaq, this is just nothing but fabrication from this man, Muhammad. Because where they are living, in Makkah, there are some Christians, not much, 3 or 4. They have traveled to Syria. They have traveled to Yemen. They have heard of Christians. They have seen Christians. They have seen the Jews. The Christians are saying, there is Trinity. They have met with the Indians. The Indians too are talking of several gods. They have met with the Jews. The Jews are saying Uzair ibn Allahi. They too, they are talking of idols. How can this man come and he say it's from God and he's telling us that there's only one God? We have never heard of this, even in the religion that came just of recent to us. In hadha illa al-ikhtilaq, this is just nothing but fabrication from this man.
أنزل عليه الذكر من بيننا بل هم في شك من ذكري بل لما يذوقوا عذاب.
أنزل عليه الذكر من بيننا بل هم في شك من ذكري بل لما يذوقوا عذاب. الله is asking this is what they said. All of us are here in Makkah, and him alone, he was selected. And this zikr, this remembrance was sent to him amongst us here. Allah said, these people, they are in doubt of even my remembrance that I sent to them. So eat and see. No, they have not tasted punishment yet. When they taste punishment, nobody will tell them. Because to them, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was with them all these years. And they have different clans, particularly his clan and the clan of Abu Jahl. They are always competing with each other. So we used to beat pilgrims, they beat pilgrims. We give succor to people, they give succor to people. We are always like two competing horses. Now they come, they said, they have a message from Allah, from the firmament. So we don't have. So we don't believe it. That's why Allah is saying, if they are saying, "Allah alayhi zikr min bainina," then that will be shaking, which means they are in doubt of my message. Why? Because they have not tasted punishment. But lama azuku azab. They have not tasted punishment. When they taste, nobody will tell them.
أم عندهم كذائن رحمة ربك العزيز الوهاب.
أم عندهم خزائن رحمة ربك العزيز الوهاب. أم عندهم or is it that this people عندهم there is with them خزائن a treasure رحمة ربك of the mercy of Allah, of your Lord, with them. Amin. Dahum khazainu rahmatu rabbikal azizil wahhab. This Allah that is so mighty, is so benevolent, is always giving. Do they possess the treasure of his mercy to now decide where my property will go, whether it will go to them or it will go to somebody else? Do they have it? Allah is asking them this question, because before you say something is impossible, do you have your own? If you don't have your own, then why don't the one that is with you, why don't you sit down, listen to it, and know that the message is authentic or is not authentic? So Allah is asking them, do they have the treasure? Because only Allah has his own treasure, and he decides where he keeps his rahmah. Allahu ya'lamu haythu yaj'alu risalatihi. Allah knows where best to put his risalah. And Allah has one behavior. Where you don't expect, he will put it there. Because you are today a billionaire, you think your children will be the billionaires of tomorrow? No. Tomorrow, if you are to come back, you find that your children are no more where. So Allah will give us examples of people that are not expected to be something, and Allah made them something in this surah.
أَمْ لَهُمْ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَلْيَرْتَقُوا فِي الْأَدْبَارِ.
أَمْ لَهُمْ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا فَلْيَرْتَقُوا فِي الْأَدْبَارِ. If they are sure they don't have the treasure of the mercy of Allah, أَمْ لَهُمْ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, Did they also have the dominion and kingdom of the firmament and the earth? If that is the case, this is what they should do. فَلْيَرْتَكُوا, then they should ascend. They should find something to use in ascending. Whether they will make ladder, or they will make jets, or they will make planes, or whatever they can make, or rockets. Let them do it and go to the firmament and bring their own message from Allah. If they can, let them do it.
جُنْدٌ مَا هُنَالِكَ مَحْظُومٌ مِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ.
جُنْدٌ مَا هُنَالِكَ مَحْظُومٌ مِنَ الْأَحْزَابِ. جُنْدٌ, what this army that they pile together, this little army, is it what they are talking about? مَا هُنَالِكَ. Allah said, Mahzumun, they are defeated. Min al-Hazab, no matter how many parties they add and they come together, they have been defeated. Because the Arabs, the time they are talking now, they are a nation that is separated into different clans. They don't have any formidable army. They don't even have a national army. They only have what you call warriors and archers and brave people, that when there is war, they quickly come together. Is it this one that are thinking that they can fight Allah? Because what human beings don't know is Allah does not need to gather things alone. There is no army with him. He doesn't have the support of big people in the clan. Before the Prophet Lassama came to the world, Allah has taken away Abdul Muttalib. He has taken away wealth from him because his father died. He took away his mother from him. Then Abu Talib, he made him to be poor. So there is no way of support that you see with the Prophet. This is a lesson for all of us. Prophet had nothing that you can see. He got married to a lady, this noble lady.
And the lady spent all his wealth on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam until they were sanctioned because of Islam. When they were put on sanction, all their wealth finished. So the Prophet has nothing now. And yet he's still saying that La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And that this world will take over the whole world. With what? They believe that they have an army.
That's Allah saying, Jundun ma hunalika mahzumun min al-azab. They are easily defeated. In 5 minutes, one angel is enough to defeat all of you.
كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وعاد وفرعون ذو الأوتاد وثمود وقوم لوط وأصحاب الأيكة أولئك الأحزاب.
كذبت قبلهم قوم نوح وعاد وفرعون ذو الأوتاد وثمود وقوم لوط وأصحاب الأيكة أولئك الأحزاب. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying, what parties do you have that you put together? There are nations before you listing. Kazabat Qablahum Qawmu Nuhin. Have you heard of the people of Noah? They denied before you. Wa Adin. And the people of Ad, of Anibi Nuhu, they denied before you. Wa Fir'auna Zul Autad. And even Fir'auna, this king that has Autad, that is pegs that are installed to punish people, they deny before you. What's Thamudu? So also is people of Thalmud, people of Anibi Saleh, they deny before you. Waqamu Lutin, and people of Lut that went ahead and were committing homosexuality and the rest, they deny before you. Washabul Aikati, and the town of people of Anibi Shaibu, they deny before you. If you want to know parties that have ganged up against Prophet, these are the ones, Ulaik al-Ahzab, these are the ones. You, Junun Mahunalika Mahazumin al-Ahzab, what parties do you have? Just in a small area. Here, there is something Allah does sometimes. You know, you have the sun today. You have the moon. So, you can put time. If there is no sun, sun is taken away. Then where is yesterday? Where is today? Where is tomorrow? So we are back to a plain land. So the way you say there is Kaduna here, there is Kano there, there is Zaria here, on one plane, the nations before can also be brought to a plane now, when you remove time. All these ones, each of them fought their prophets. And who are they? Look at the Anabi Nuh. These are nations that the prophet that came to them was alone. Anabi Nuh. Wa qalu la tadharunna alihatakum wa la tadharunna wuddan wa la suwa'an wa la ya'ughusa wa ya'uqa wa nasra wa qad adallu katiran wa la tadhil zalimina. Then Allah said, these are these people. Even your prophet, I never knew, he prayed, he said, Rabbi la tazal al-divinal kevi anta yara innaka intazaruhum yidillu ibadaka wa la lidi illa fajran kafara. Allah, don't leave anybody on earth. Allah brought inundation. The whole world was inundated. Only 8 people survived. And out of the 8 people that survived, only one person was given birth after that. Who? I never knew. Waj al-nazur yatahu humun baqin. Only him delivered. Anybody you see on earth today is a grandchild of Anibi Nuhu. The Anibi Nuhu, because he complained to Allah, Innaka intazaruhum yidullu ibadaka wa la lidi illa fajran kafara. If you are to leave them, they will not give birth to anything but criminals. And okay, only you will give birth. Only he gave birth. Where are the criminals today from? Allah is Allah. No matter what you are, you can't say because my father is, if you don't stand up, soon you find yourself in a lodge. That's why Allah brought, said, Kazabat Qablahum Qawmu Nuhin. So remember the people of Nuh, that Allah, because of them, perished the whole world. من كل شيء زوجين اثنين. That even animals have to be taken two to save some from perishing. وآدم آد people of Adam knew food. Allah brought سبع ليالي وثمانية أيام خصوما فترى القوم فيها صار إيه كأنهم أعجاز نخل خاوية فهل ترى لهم من باكية؟ Allah destroyed them continuously for seven nights, 8 days with wind, that is hot wind. When they finished, when you see them, because they were very tall people, you just as if it's dead palm that is just lying on the ground. All of them were destroyed. You have not heard of them? What Fir'auna built out at? Oh, you have not heard of Fir'auna. Fir'auna was a king that had a nation that defeated other nations surrounding him, that had the River Nile. And when you disbelieve in him, he had pegs set like a tent. They put somebody and they would tie his hand to one peg, another one to one peg, another one to one peg, another one to one peg. The punishment is that the other one, they will pull in it against the peg, pulling the other hand against the peg, pulling the leg against the peg, pulling the other leg until the person dies. This Fir'auna, what happened to him? All these people, they denied what was their end. What's Amudu? People of An-Nabi Salih, they told Allah, their prophets, to give them a miracle. What? He said, give us a camel. The prophet asked the rock to produce a camel. Camel came out and the camel gave birth to a child. They went against An-Nabi Salih. What happened to them? After they hamstrung the camel, they were left for 3 days. So last ayam, Zarika Wadun, Gera Makzu. And Allah perished of them. فَدَمْتَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِزَنْ بِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا فَلَا يَخَافُوا كُبَاهَا. When Allah destroyed them, what happened? وَقَوْمُ لُوتٍ فَجَعَلْنَا آلِهَا صَارِفْ لَهَا وَأَمْتَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ جَرَةٍ مِنْ سِجِّهِ. Allah destroyed them. The way they used to turn men upside down to have a fear through their bottles, that's the way Allah took their whole town and turned it upside down. وَأَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ. These ones, they were cheating in measurement. They were cheating in their weight. Allah destroyed them. Which of them survived? You people of Makkah, are you not aware? So all of us, when you hear somebody is holding a big position, he has so much money, don't envy him. People before him are there, they have gone. Where is Fir'auna? Where are the people of Ad? Where are the people of Samud? Where are the people of Ashab al-Aika? Allah is asking us, let us recollect. Even in this country, big rulers that have gone past, except those that died as Muslims, where are they now? So may Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen us. May Allah grant us the fellowship of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And may Allah grant us the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For us to follow the Sharia, to follow and trust in Allah that He can solve all of our problems. Bijal Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Brothers and sisters, please, we are requesting for assistance from you. We're supposed to start the feeding of Almagiri today, but because of lack of funds, we couldn't start. We have opened an account in the bank, which is the name is Almagiri Welfare Scheme at GTB. The account number is 06-163-4672. 06-163-4672. We count on your cooperation.
I just like to pray. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah accept our Ramadan. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah strengthen our country. This election that has come and passed in peace, we are thanking Allah for that. We are thanking Allah that there was no problem before the election and after the election. The leaders that are chosen, whoever they are, wherever they are, May Allah subject them to Muslims. May Allah make them to do the work that will be pleasing to Allah and the Prophet. May Allah have mercy on the Ummah. May Allah have mercy on the Ummah. May these leaders have mercy on the Ummah. May all these difficulties that are with us, may Allah lift it. The one that is with us individually, in our homes, in our family, in our states, in our country, may Allah lift it. May Allah strengthen Muslims and Islam. May Allah strengthen Muslim and Islam. May Allah destroy the enemy of Islam. May Allah destroy the enemies of Islam. May Allah make the words of Muslims to come together as one word. May Allah guide us to the straight path. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah reward our ulama. All those that taught us one way or the other, may Allah reward them. May Allah reward the Prophet, a reward that there is none of his kind ever. May Allah thank the Prophet for us. Jai Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta alaihim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المغلق والخاتم ما سبق الناس الحق بالحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدر المقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.